Congress sings Edelweiss on Homeland Security. Congress sings Edelweiss on Homeland Security. We'll guard our homeland for 2 years. What do you know? Okay.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome actor and holy cow author David Duchovny, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who thought he saw a thaw, it's Michael Feldman.
Thought he saw a thaw. I did. All right, then. Everybody. Edelweiss. Okay. Not as good as we'll get it. No point in beating it to death. In other news, how are you? Pretty good, then? Okay. This is supposed to be the end of the winter day. Whatever you call that. The thaw. It's supposed to be the thaw. So, I don't know. Is it thawing yet? Anyone notice any meltage?
Well, I'll give you a couple numbers here. Last week when I came to the parking lot here, it was 2 below.
Yeah.
This morning I drove in, it was 30.
Woo!
No kidding! Wow, last week you were in Tupelo, and now you're here. Yeah.
Tupelo 1 week and...
Missouri?
30 the next.
It's thawing in Missouri, I'll tell you that. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so we'll hope for the best here. But I notice a lot of the fishermen are going to... They're determined to go down with their shanty, with their little tip-ups out there. They do every year. Some guy will be floating off in a little flow on his... You know, sitting on his... case of beer.
Waiting for the big one.
Yeah. No, they don't cry. They actually want to go. They want to go to the other side there. Monona. That's where you go here when you're a ice fisherman in the spring. You can go off to the other side. Monona. All right. In the news, anyhow, the news that isn't, the Supreme Court rules Obamacare only applies to Obama. And the deductible is unbelievable, too. Pardon me. Republicans are have their own Republicare plan. They're fine-tuning it right now. Just a question of how warm you should stay and how much fluid is a lot. Republicare. Ancient Mars was 47% red, 47% blue, and 6% undecided. They've discovered. McDonald's will stop using antibiotics on its chickens, so... You want to check your for rashes on your McNuggets. Well, you should be doing that already anyhow. Yes, sir. Anyway, fortunately, Ronald McDonald will still get his dose of antibiotics. That's important. Can't stop that. But kids, stay out of the ball pit. I mean, that's where they breed and fester. Okay. No, that was ball pit. So, I mean, I wouldn't let my kids go in there. No, yeah, terrible. You find dentures in there, retainers, and
prosthetic legs.
Prosthetics. Thank you. That's the word I was searching for. Netanyahu to catapults to the top of the GOP hopefuls after his speech in Congress. Netanyahu. His speech to Congress wasn't that bad until he got to the Israel bonds part, you know. Selling them bonds. Okay, never mind. There is some belief spreading around now that Ben Carson is actually played by Herman Cain. Haven't been able to confirm that yet, but we're looking into it. Ben Carson, MD. Man, woman, birth, death, stupidity. Okay. The good news, here, all right. So the good news, it's operable. Well, the bad news, it's Dr. Ben Carson. Anyway, pretty much, another news, pretty much impossible to stop Harrison Ford from doing his own stunts. You know, Indiana Jones was actually a documentary. It was just his life. chased by huge boulders and such. The artist who painted Bill Clinton for the National Gallery says the shadow next to him is a lamp coming at his head. And speaking of Hillary, a billion email addresses stolen and not one is Hillary Clinton's. Actually, she has so many email addresses that anything from her goes straight to spam. So if you're expecting something from Hillary Clinton, check your spam. Hillary's emails will be released just as soon as Bill's Snapchats are pulled out. And I mean removed. Much ado about nothing. Actually, all of Hillary's important stuff went snail mail. So they're really... Okay. The Keystone Pipeline was vetoed by the president. Advocates must now continue smuggling sludge in their cuffs. Across the border there. Okay. Okay, so it just takes a worldwide study of an average penis size, and I sleep like a baby. Unless those are like minimums or something, that's possible. You know, penis size has a lot to do with the distance between the aforementioned and where your eyes are viewing it. So, if you see vanishing point. That's a lot of the problem is vanishing point. Anyhow, finally, and the Ringling Brothers is dropping elephants for a line of chihuahuas standing paw on tush of the one ahead of it. That's not the circus. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much. Sorry about the comments. Not over the